This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States House of Representatives will vote on year-round E15 legislation this week. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley about the legislation's chances in the House and the path forward if it passes in the House next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4. Location?
Craver, back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5UC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked about year-round E15 legislation's chances of passing in the House this week.
I had a previous call with another journalist and said, did I hear that there might be efforts by big oil to delay or stop it? I don't think they'll try to defeat it, but if they could get talked people into delaying it, it's the same thing happening. And I didn't hear that, but since another journalist heard it, I think you could put some legitimacy into those rumors.
Grassley also discusses what the next step for that legislation would be if it makes its way through the House and to the Senate.
I think it's kind of a process in the Senate that we won't get a separate E15 bill up like we do in the House of Representatives, where they have a Rules Committee and they can limit debate and they can limit the amendments. The Senate, it's going to have to be part of a bigger bill.
Senator Grassley also details the timeline for the Senate and how it will affect legislation this year.
I'm just telling you that time is short this year, being an election year, and not a lot of spare time with all the important pieces of legislation coming up.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.